This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
This is a simple story. There's nothing technically involved in it biblically. It's just a simple story that a child can understand. Let's look at the first phrase. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. The word of the Lord. What happened? I don't know. I don't know if he had a dream. I don't know if he had a vision. I don't know if he was walking along and suddenly he heard a voice. We're not told that. It just said the word of the Lord came to Jonah. Now, at the risk of sounding melodramatic or over the top, I'm going to say something to you that I believe as much as I'm standing here. Every Sunday at Crossview Christian Church, the word of the Lord comes to somebody. You're talking about what I say? It has nothing to do with me. But those of you that have been here any length of time know there's been a Sunday when a scripture that was read from the Word of God, doesn't matter if it was Old Testament or New Testament, doesn't matter if it was one of the Gospels, one of the letters of Paul, or one of the prophets in the Old Testament, something was read that spoke to your marriage, what's going on in your marriage that week, and you know it. How do I know that? Because people have told me. That's how I know it. Something spoke to your family. Something spoke to your job situation. Something spoke to where you live. Something spoke to a struggle you're going with. And so I believe the word of the Lord comes to people every week, not in some presumptive way or presumptuous way on my part. I just believe that's the power of the word of God. The word of God has power. The Bible says about itself that it's like a double-edged sword. We don't use terminology like that. It means it cuts both ways. And when it says it penetrates joints and marrow, soul and spirit, it means it goes to the deepest recesses of a person's being. That's what it means. You know, the Bible will go to something in you that you can't describe intellectually, you can't describe it emotionally, you can't describe it physiologically. But there's a man here today who knows what it means when the word of the Lord came to you. And there's a woman here today. You know exactly what that means. The word of the Lord came to you. And what did the word say? Verse 2, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness had come up before me. Most people don't know this, but Nineveh was the powerhouse city of its time. It was the largest city in the world at the time. Now, here's what you'll find surprising. Nineveh, in terms of its location now, is across the river from the modern-day city of Mosul in Iraq. Mosul's one of the cities that we're hearing about currently in the news, the Islamic group ISIS. That's one of the cities they've retaken, the city of Mosul. And so this is just right across the river is a town called Nineveh. You know what? I did some research and I made a decision, an editorial decision. I can't even tell you the stuff they did in that city. I mean, it's so, you'd have nightmares about it. The way they treated babies, the way they treated the babies of enemies and children and adults in terms of torture. I mean, it's horrible. It was beyond imagination. And this country of Assyria, capital Nineveh, was a city, and the wickedness of the city came up to the Lord, which means the Lord took notice of it. And Jonah's given an assignment. You're going to have to go to that city, and you read this later on. And by the way, you could read this book in 20 minutes at home tonight. He's told that they've got 40 days to clean up their act, or that they're gone as a city. That's what the Lord's message was. Ray Pritchard's a writer, and I want you to listen to what he says. This is really funny and yet powerfully true. Note what Jonah had to do. Go to Nineveh and preach against it. This was not a God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life message. This was not a message about positive thinking or possibility thinking. It wasn't a book that cover your best life now. This was bad news with a capital B and a capital N.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.